Real World Radio. East Timor Sea Dispute. It is not a good situation. East Timor and Australia will be meeting again in order to finalize the agreement over disputed oil and gas reserves in the Timor Sea on Wednesday, May the 11th. If the Timorese government reconciles, the establishment of a border across the Timor Sea will be postponed for up to 60 years in exchange for more revenue from the Greater Sunrise gas field, developed by Australian company Woodside Petroleum Limited, a big loss for Timorese people. Real World Radio's Ashley Pellet interviewed Tom Clark, the coordinator of the Timor Sea Justice Campaign, for the details of the situation in Timor Sea.
The Timor Sea Justice Campaign is an independent campaign, and it's made up of concerned Australians of various backgrounds. And we're trying to bring about a fair deal for East Timor. So we believe that East Timor should gain access to all of the gas and oil resources that it's entitled to under current international law by establishing a permanent maritime boundary. At the moment, no boundary exists between East Timor and Australia, and the Australian government is unilaterally depleting gas and oil from the area and taking about $1 million every single day in royalties that under international law belong to East Timor.
Can you describe the campaign you've been running against this process?
The campaign is really quite a wide campaign, and there's a lot of individuals and non-government organisations involved, from local community groups and church groups and social justice groups to trade unions, academics and students. There's quite a range of people who are involved and want to give East Timor a fair go. And a significant part of the campaign has been funded by a businessman here in Melbourne who has been writing and funding television commercials that have criticised the Australian government's actions in the Timor Sea. And obviously, having ads on the television is quite a... an unusual component for a social justice campaign, and that's really helped the profile of the campaign and taken our message to a much wider audience.
Reaching mediums of mass communication is a big, I guess, victory for a non-governmental organization criticizing the government. Now, what is the process of in governmental level?
Well, the normal process for a country that doesn't have maritime boundaries is that it negotiates directly with its neighbours. And if the two countries can't agree on where the boundaries should be, there are a few options. The countries can take the dispute to the International Court of Justice and let an independent umpire, an independent referee, decide where the border should be. But the Australian government preemptively withdrew recognition of the maritime boundary jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice just 2 months before East Timor's independence. So on this case, East Timor has no legal avenue to take the matter, and therefore they're locked into this sort of, I guess, an epic struggle of direct negotiation between the Australian government, that's obviously a lot more powerful than the East Timorese government, and also Australia's a much more wealthy country, whereas the Timorese don't really have much time to let this dispute drag out. There are Timorese children who are dying of preventable diseases, and every day that passes, the Australian government takes $1 million in contested royalties. Obviously, it's not a very good situation to be in. It's not a very fair negotiating situation. So these Timorese, at the moment, look quite likely to agree to a creative solution. And at the moment, the offer on the table is that the Timorese will actually postpone any claim for a permanent maritime boundary, and they'll just sign another temporary resource sharing agreement. So basically, an agreement on how the two countries can share the oil and gas. One of the fields in dispute is the Greater Sunrise field, and that's worth about $50 billion in government royalties. And previously, the Australian government has only been willing to give East Timor 18% of those royalties, despite the fields lying entirely in an area that East Timor has a legal claim over that whole area. So it's an exclusive economic zone. So at the moment, we're looking at a deal, or the Timorese and the Australian government are looking at a deal, where a maritime boundary wouldn't be set for maybe 50 years or 99 years, and all of the oil and gas can be depleted before the two countries even consider where the maritime boundary goes. So it's not a very good situation, and I guess you could compare it to someone in the desert dying of thirst, being forced to bargain for a glass of water. And we think that's what the Australian government is doing to East Timor.
Approximately when do you think there will be an agreement or sort of agreement between the two countries?
Well, the two governments are meeting again this Wednesday in Sydney, and potentially an agreement might come out of that talk.
Real World Radio.